This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
February the 11th, 2011. Patriots.com Roster Report podcast is back. Or at least the first one I've done in a while. I don't know if you guys have been doing them in the offseason, but
I can't remember.
Eric did one without you guys.
Was scintillating radio. Yeah. Paul Perillo is across the desk. I'm Andy Hart, and we have some moves to report, not necessarily pertaining to players.
Fairly new as well.
Yes, hot off the presses.
Within the past hour.
What does Fred do? Fred Kirsch, our boss, likes to rattle the paper if it's fresh news. Patriots announced four new position responsibilities for 2011 coaching staff, the biggest news of which, as expected and as we discussed earlier this offseason on PFW in Progress, Bill O'Brien is now the offensive coordinator in a titular sense after fulfilling many of the roles of that job of the last couple of years.
Isn't he the offensive coordinator now? Actually,
in a titular sense, yes.
It's more than a titular
sense. But he was
sense.
Actually the offensive coordinator previously when we saw him run offensive practices right. And call plays. Now it's a titular sense that he's the offensive coordinator.
I think it's now actually, because that's what it says in front of his name.
Paul, I want you to discuss this move because I thought it was coming. I thought it was well-deserved. He led the highest-scoring offense in the National Football League last year through the change from Randy Moss to Dink and Dunk, Wes Welker, and Deion Branch coming back. But the vibe I get from our Ask PFWs and from reading PatsFans.com, Bill O'Brien not seen as a great offensive mind, or there was a lot of criticism of the play calling. What do you make of this move, and how will it be received by Patriots Nation?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that it will be received in a negative fashion. I don't really understand it. I've been a big fan of O'Brien, and to be honest with you, I've been a big fan of the play calling in general in the Belichick regime. I think Charlie Weiss was very good at it. I think Josh McDaniels was very good at it. I think Bill O'Brien has been good at it. But yet, what do those three guys have in common? They all were, to some degree, more so O'Brien, but to some degree, they've all been criticized by Patriots fans for their lack of, quote, creativity. And it drives me insane because I think the Patriots have a very diverse and creative offense. I think they do a lot of different things in different formations and out of different formations and down and distance situations as well.
And even if you want flat out trick plays, I can think of a million trick plays they've
done. It's not about trick plays. Even though I think they have done that, they're boring.
I think they run as many end arounds and flea flickers and varieties of plays as anyone.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Andy. I think you hit the nail right on the head. I think that they've shown a willingness to do a lot of different things and the fortitude to do a lot of those things in unconventional ways in times of the game as well.
Mm-hmm.
Does every one of them work? No. Did Charlie Weiss's tight end around work in Denver way back when in 2003? No. It was a miserable failure. But, you know, the Josh McDaniels double pass to Jabari Gaffney for a touchdown against Pittsburgh worked pretty well. There's been flea flickers that they've used. There have been a number of different kinds of screens, wide receiver screens, tight end screens, conventional ones to the backs, backside screens where you're looking one way, reversing it to the other side.
Listen, everything.
They've done a lot of
direct
different things.
Direct snaps to various players.
Yeah, they've done a lot of different things, I think, with the frankly, I think a reasonably limited personnel group for the most part. Now, 2007 notwithstanding, I think overall, if you matched up player for player, skill position for most teams around the league, the Patriots in general, I'm not talking right this second, I'm talking in general in this whole era, the Patriots probably don't stack up to a lot of the better offenses, yet they're every bit as productive as those offenses, and they certainly have been in 2010.
I think it's a good move for a good guy. Bill O'Brien will enter his fifth season with the Patriots in 2011, first year as offensive coordinator, former college offensive coordinator, and as I said, I think he's a pretty good guy, and I think Patriots fans, if they don't like him right now, will learn to like him as he continues to show that he's going to lead, with Brady's help, a very good offense into 11, 12, 13 seasons down the road.
Before you move on to the rest of them,
okay.
What was that? I don't know.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know where that one came from.
Just okay.
Just move along. Go ahead.
No, I wanted to answer the question. What was it?
I forget now. Oh, you just kind of threw
really
me off.
You really are getting old. Oh, you make one thing and I stop you dead in your tracks.
You threw me off with that high, squeaky voice.
Oh, the Rick DiPietro of analysts. One punch and you're done.
I remember what I was going to say now. One last thing that I would say on the Bill O'Brien bandwagon. I think he's. It's good that he has shown in front of everybody the willingness to be in charge.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned that about he's been running the offense. Not afraid to butt heads with Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was an element, you know, we talked about it a lot with Josh McDaniels because he was so young. What's it like for these young, inexperienced coaches to look at a three-time Super Bowl MVP and sort of say, Tom, that's not the way we want to do it. Or, Tom, your mechanics are getting sloppy. Bill O'Brien has shown a willingness and there's been a willingness to do it, and they've been able to coexist in that way. They certainly do not agree on everything. We've seen them have their disagreements.
And to take it a step
that's
further,
a good thing.
He wasn't afraid to call out Randy Moss. They had
halftime
altercation.
That's well documented. But
so, I mean, clearly he's a guy that, despite his resume being relatively green in NFL circles, yeah. went after two Hall of Famers and is not afraid to, as well as, you know, he's fair. He spreads it around. I saw him on the practice field go after Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez early on in training camp when they didn't have any idea where they were supposed to line up. So, you know, he certainly spreads it around and is not afraid to look for perfection. Look
and I think
for
that's a good
wants.
Thing. That's something that Bill Belichick talked about at the end of the 2009 season.
Yep.
In a different way, talking about needing coaches to sort of question everything that Bill was doing. Well, I think it's good to have Bill O'Brien not being afraid to exert his authority even over a guy as accomplished as Tom Brady.
And now he's got a little bit more cachet with the coordinator title. On defense, some interesting moves. Matt Patricia will now coach the safeties. Patrick Graham, who's probably not a household name for some Patriots fans, will now serve as the linebackers coach, the role formerly held by Patricia. And Brian Flores was named defensive assistant on head coach Bill Belichick's staff. And they officially announced that Corwin Brown, who coached the safeties last year, will not be back with the team in 2011. I think the most interesting move here is the linebackers safety swap, with Patricia taking a step back to coach the safeties in the back end of the defense.
Yeah.
With Patrick Graham, who we've seen work with a lot of pass rushers in training camp practices off to the side,
yes.
now taking over the overall linebackers coaching role. But I think on a larger scale, it tells us, once again, Bill Belichick's at the front of the meeting room on defense for 2011, as he was in 2010, based on all player
That's
accounts.
Certainly what it seems like. I was a little surprised that the coordinator title came on offense and didn't on defense. But
oh, really?
Yeah, I was a little surprised
I thought it'd
by
be
that.
Staggered. I didn't expect it on defense.
I was a little surprised by that. I was. Not stunning. Not you know, stop the presses kind of news. But, yeah, you're right. It's interesting that Patricia would go from linebackers to safeties. You know, and listen, Matt's been on the staff for several years now. How many years has he been? Eighth NFL season. So he's been around a little bit.
Yes.
He has some experience. So I have no doubt that he can handle different elements of the defense. But, yeah, it was a little surprising. You're right about Graham. A good point. You know, one of those training camp points that you only see because you're there every day and you can see everything.
Yeah, most days.
Patrick Graham was seen an awful lot working with those outside guys. A lot of work with Jermaine Cunningham,
yep.
I recall, during the summer. So it'd be interesting to see if maybe it's a technique kind of thing that he can, you know, maybe get some more out of that pass rushing spot on the outside. And, you know, we'll see how that all unfolds. But the other guy who seemed to work a lot with a position during the summer was, is it Brian Ferentz?
Yes.
I didn't want to, I thought his name was Brian, but I couldn't remember. He worked a lot with tight ends, but yes. yet he doesn't get the promotion to tight ends coach on paper anyway.
On this paper anyway.
For whatever that,
you know, there could be more moves to
whatever
follow.
Whatever that's worth.
Because as we've, big story this week is a lot of reports that Mike Woyzeck will not be back with the team, the strength and conditioning coach, and could be moving on to Dallas, where he coached earlier in his career and won 3 Super Bowl rings. But there's no mention in this release of the strength and conditioning coach job, Woyzeck out. You know, a lot of people speculate that Harold Nash, who not only has been the assistant strength and conditioning coach, also sort of leads the player development program, that he might get a promotion. That is not mentioned within here, so maybe we'll have some more coaching title moves and promotions and different things down the road. Just getting back to today's moves, though, I also find it interesting that generally the Patriots don't have one of the larger coaching staffs in the league. In fact, they're usually
Correct.
On the lower end. And I find it interesting that another season will go by with them having a cornerbacks coach, essentially, and Josh Boyer, and a safeties coach in the form of Matt Patricia. And I just wonder, you know, most teams have a secondary coach, DB's coach, whatever it is, or a lot of teams have in the past, Patriots have in the past. I just wonder what that says about this defense, how it's being run, you know, maybe Belichick's duties, how they're being divvied up with the defense as, you know, the de facto coordinator, maybe working more with the front than the back end. Maybe Patricia bringing his experience to the back end will be helpful there to a relatively young group with Arrington and Butler and McCourty and Chung as we move forward. And, you know, just what kind of role veterans like James Sanders will have in the mix back there.
That's why you wouldn't think you would need a specific safeties coach, because you already have one.
Well, you
on
have
the field.
One on the field, James Sanders. It's like when Pete Rose was a player coach, or Bill Russell, those guys. He's a player coach. It's what he is. It's big game James.
So you're saying that Sanders gambles? What? What are you trying
easy
to say?
Now, easy now. You Bill Russell that? Gambles?
No, Pete Rose.
I was aligning him with
one of
the great
winners of
all time.
Not as a player coach anyway. Like,
but those are the moves for today. Big news. Bill O'Brien, now an offensive coordinator. Patriots have an offensive coordinator. Fans have been clamoring for coordinators for a couple years now.
You got one.
You got one.
Shut
you got
your
what
pie
you wanted.
Hole.
And you really have one on the other side of the ball. His name is Bill Belichick. Now you're like the rest of the teams, like Sean Payton in New Orleans, who have the head coach serving as a coordinator on at least one side of the football. Other moves, Matt Patricia will coach the safeties next year. Corwin Brown will not be back with the team after coaching the safeties last year. Patrick Graham will serve as the linebackers coach. He's worked with the pass rush specialist in training camp the last couple of years. And Brian Flores is a defensive assistant for Bill Belichick. Josh Boyer will continue to coach defensive backs in 2011, as he did in 2010. And still unconfirmed any changes in the strength and conditioning staff, with the possibility of Mike Woisick moving on and someone else filling his shoes, maybe Harold Nash getting promoted. Until that release comes out, for Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart with another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Keep tuning in each and every, or most Fridays, for all the latest news on all the transactions out of Gillette Stadium. Peace out.
This is John Hanna, Patriot Hall of Famer. Download the podcast now.